doesn't in the grand scheme of things, because next week when they play the Minnesota Vikings on Sunday Night Football, it's win and you get the number one overall seed. And if you don't, you fall all the way back and you're going to have to be on the road in that first round. So massive implications there, but also massive implications tonight for the Golden State Warriors, because I want to see them coming off this win, Joe Shasky, going up against the best in the East and a team that quite frankly embarrassed you. They just embarrassed you last time they played in Cleveland, Ohio, the Cavaliers. What they did to you wasn't even a game. I literally turned it on. I remember it was a Friday night. I had the kids, Benny and Nora. We were leaving Target, and I turned the game on. It was RC Davis on our airwaves, and I was waiting to hear the score because it was halftime. And he kind of mumbled the score because it was so egregious. Like, yeah, Warriors down by a lot. It's so and so to so and so.
It was 90-40.
Yeah, it was ridiculous. I was like, they're down 40 points? Yeah. It's something like that. I was like, oh my God. So yeah, they need to play for some pride at the very least tonight on their home court.
Well, and I think Jonathan Kuminga needs to continue to play well. You know, like that's important against a very long athletic team with multiple bigs that are very, very good defensively. Obviously, you got the young man drafted out of USC.
Mobley, yeah.
And then you've got Jared Allen. And So this is a team that gives them fits. And Donovan Mitchell traditionally has given them fits. So, you know, this is a big one. You know, like, I just think that everyone's afraid to acknowledge where this is going. And what I mean by where this is going, it's like, Steph's going to be Steph until the eternity of time. Mm. It's like, not Father Time is undefeated. Mm. All right? And very few people get to throw their last pitch, throw their last touchdown, hit their last walk-off in the way Jordan did against the Utah Jazz.
And even he came back for a season with the Wizards.
That's what I'm saying. Like, John Elway was not the same player at the very end, walking off with his finger in the air after the two Super Bowls.
Correct. Same with Peyton Manning, also finished with the Broncos in the Broncos uniform.
And No one's saying that Steph can't be great occasionally from night to night. Like, just the other day, he had 10 assists and one turnover. He was brilliant, amazing. But the days of him carrying this organization on their backs to a decent seed and then having the enough requisite energy to then drag them through the playoffs, I just think those days are over. And I look at the Warriors right now and I say to myself, all right, look, you're not a championship contender. And that's okay. I know we only want to win championships. We won 4. It was amazing. You know what would be fun? Getting back into the playoffs and letting Jonathan Kuminga, you know, let loose in a real playoff series so that he has something to build on from there. Does that mean I stop working the trades? No. I'm always trying to land somebody somewhere. What I'm saying is these Cam Johnson for Kuminga deals, these Jimmy Butler for Wiggins and Kuminga, what are we doing? No. I got to figure out who Jonathan Kuminga is. Okay, and then I'll figure out how much money I want to commit to him. But eventually down the line, this is the guy I'm passing the baton to. We're not there yet. No one's saying this is Kuminga's team, Curry's marginalized. No. This is still Curry's team. I'm saying every now and then, 1 out of 3, 1 out of 4 times, clear it out and let Jonathan Kuminga go one-on-one with someone. And let's let this guy go downhill. I watched Curry the other night, and again, it was a bad night, but he had 5 turnovers, and like 3 of them were atrocious. And then he took some early shot clock, what I call heaves. And prime Curry could get away with that because he was so spectacular. He's not at 100%.
It's emblematic of the season he's going to have. On Christmas night, he had an amazing performance against LeBron James and the Los Angeles Lakers. He was awesome. It was vintage Steph, vintage LeBron. Again, I use the word vintage. It's not like that anymore on a day-to-day.
Exactly.
Both LeBron and Steph missed their neck. Oh, I think LeBron played, but he missed the one after that with a tummy ache or something like that. Or he had the flu. Flu's going around, stomach flu. Joe Shasky, he got sick.
Yeah.
It's going around. Be safe, by the way, people. Use the hand sanitizer, all that sort of stuff. But yeah, like that's emblematic of what it's going to be and what it's been this season. He'll have a great game one day. He might, if it's the front end of a back-to-back, he's going to miss that game. And then you don't know what you're going to get after that. Like, it could be another good game, or it could be kind of a pedestrian game. And I think we're just so accustomed to him being great all the time that we've forgotten just how much this wear and tear, it gets on Steph, it gets on LeBron, it gets on all these players. It got on Kobe, Tim Duncan, Dirk Nowitzki. When you're that talented, but you have to shoulder the load, not just physically, but emotionally too. Like, just think about the last couple seasons, what Stephen Curry has had to deal with Joe Shasky, the Jordan Poole punch, Klay Thompson, like dealing with all that drama, Draymond Green, Steve Kerr, Bob Myers moving on. You bring in Mike Dunleavy, all with Joe Lacob as your owner. And who wants to win more than Joe Lacob? Not a lot of people. And he will put your money where your mouth is, but he demands excellence out of you too. So there's pressure built into every single thing he does to that. It just is a matter of time for when the emotional part starts hitting the physical as well. We're seeing it this year, and we're not saying he's washed.
No.
We're not saying he's cooked, but it's refreshing to see a young guy kind of help out the older guy finally and being consistent in Jonathan Kuminga. It's refreshing to see. So when people try to tell me and tell you like, oh, but we need to, the time is now, the stock's never higher than Jonathan Kuminga. No, we're seeing with Steph in real time. So you want to bring in Jimmy Butler? That might be the same thing. Like, who's to say Jimmy Butler, right when you trade for him, and the next year he doesn't start getting knee tendonitis?
He's 36.
You don't think that guy has wear and tear on him? Talk about the load that Steph's been shouldering. You kidding me? There's literally a meme of Jimmy Butler exhausted. That's a meme.
Who we equate with Thibodeau, who runs people into the ground, we want to get on this last leg. No. Who also wants $60
million? And if there's another name out there that I'm missing that you want to go like Sam Lubman
but
last week.
But I want Vucevic. Okay. So like, this is a good example.
That's not going to take Kuminga.
What?
That's not going
to
take Kuminga.
But that's my point. See, to me, the move for the Warriors is get another big. Trace is really starting to play well right now. Like, this is where I go to like people. I'm like, hey, we got to watch games now. We can't just talk narratives and big picture and like, are you watching games or are you not? Because when I watch games, you know what I've watched this year? Of the 31 games played, Steph is 10th most games played on the Warriors. He's played 25 games.
Mm. That's interesting.
Okay. Do you know who's suited up in every single game, basically, except for the two they had knee tendonitis? Jonathan Kuminga. All right?
Durable.
He's the second highest point scorer right now on the team by just a small margin over Andrew Wiggins. But we would all agree, Andrew Wiggins has been given more opportunities in prime situations than Kuminga this year.
Correct.
So,
and I've been impressed with Andrew Wiggins.
I have too. He's had a great bounce back.
Yeah.
But so you're telling me in these trade scenarios, you're probably going to have to surrender Kuminga and Wiggins, who are your second and third most reliable players right now?
That's a no-go.
What are we doing? Well,
and
we're chasing our tail.
I would like to know, because if you don't believe at 888-957-9570 that anyone's untradeable on this team other than Stephen Curry, I would like to know why and for who. Like, what's the direction? If you are making a trade with Jonathan Kuminga, what's the direction? Sam Lubman last week brought up a guy like Zion Williamson. That's interesting to me. But at the same time, you just mentioned a guy being healthy, and Jonathan Kuminga, for the most part in his career, he's been healthy. And I don't scoff at stuff like that early in someone's career. I think that could be such a big detriment. And it's rare for me when it comes to any sports, when a guy's dealing with so much injuries at the start of his career, whether it's baseball, whether it's basketball, whether it's football, it's very hard for me to just not look at them through they're an injury prone guy. Through that lens, an injury prone lens, if you will. Jimmy Garoppolo, at case in point, hurt a lot.
Yeah.
Even early in his career with New England.
It's true.
Hurt a lot. And it was just a pinky. It was just a hand thing, right? But it was always something. And whether it was an ankle, whether the ACL, you can't predict stuff like that. But the shoulder, stuff like that. Some guys just will never get it. And with Zion's case, like, the weight is also an issue. We talked to Nick Friedel, our Odyssey NBA insider. That is a real thing.
That's a red flag for me.
He was just at the Smoothie King Center and watched them play. And he said it looked like he gained a lot of the weight back. And Nick was saying that it was just, it's disappointing to see something like that, because you see the talent, the raw ability, and to watch a guy eat away his career like that sucks. And that scares the hell out of me. Oh, but if he gets in our culture and he gets in our system. Yeah, but no. Sometimes a Jamarcus Russell is just a Jamarcus Russell. And you know what? Maybe people don't like that comp because Zion's done a hell of a lot more in the NBA than Jamarcus has. But don't get it twisted. Jamarcus Russell, and who played at LSU and played in the state of Louisiana, by the way, one of the most talented players in the history of the sport. The guy was a physical specimen that could throw the length of the football field. He had some mobility. He could do it all. It was the up here, though.
Yeah.
And just didn't care. Like, that's the thing to me. Do you care? I know Jonathan Kuminga cares. When he makes comments,
I totally agree.
Like,
with
when he says, I want to be like Kobe, and he has that picture, I want to stay in this Golden State Warrior uniform for the rest of my career. People laughed at that. Warriors fans were already ready to ship him off when he made those comments. What was it, a year ago, 2 years ago? He wanted to be a Warrior for life. You know what? That means something to me if I'm a fan. In the day and age where the young guys like a Jonathan Kuminga want to just go be buddy-buddy or go, or Because they grew up watching LeBron move from team to team. They grew up watching Kevin Durant move from OKC to the Golden State Warriors, to the Brooklyn Nets, to now the Phoenix Suns. Like, they watched some of their favorite players bounce around. But for him to say that Kobe was my favorite player and he stayed in one uniform his whole career and I want to do that in Golden State, that means something to me if I'm a Golden State Warriors fan. So yes, I would like to build around guys like that instead of a guy like a Zion Williamson.
It's the guy has done very little wrong, and yet he has been one of the most scrutinized players that I can remember in one of my local team's jerseys. It's kind of wild to me. It's wild to me. And look, has there been times where I've been frustrated with him? Absolutely. Absolutely. Did I love him pouting in the playoffs a couple years ago? Not really. I didn't love that at all. I didn't love what he said about the coach.
It was immature. But he was an immature player at that point.
Absolutely. And he was also in a tough situation.
Correct.
Which I think also we all can relate to doing something that we regret. You know,
Scottie Pippen famously sat on the bench because he didn't like a play call and he wasn't getting the ball in a playoff game.
I know.
Scottie Pippen, one of the greatest players of all time. Like, imagine he did that today in today's day and age of social media. He'd be eviscerated.
I mean, Cam Ward's being eviscerated for a meaningless game. Nope. It's an exhibition game and he's being eviscerated for leaving the game.
Where the trophy is a Pop-Tart microwave.
I mean, you fight on the sidelines in games like that.
Toaster. It's a toaster, not a microwave.
But I think a large part of the Jonathan Kuminga conversation also revolves around Draymond and in particular Steph Curry. And like, I look at Steph Curry, it's like, all right, so 2020, 2021, he averaged 32 points a game. That was remarkable. Absolutely remarkable season. And then he got back up to about 25.5. Then and that was the year they won it all. All right. And then almost 30, 29.4. And that was the year that they lost to the Lakers. Last year, down to 26. This year, and it's a 25-game sample. This is not a 5-game sample. This is a 25-game sample. It's about a third of his season. He's under 23 points a game. That's his lowest since he was 24 years old. That's 12 years ago. And I think that a large part of how we have to view this is that this is not prime Steph anymore. All right, now, is he still great? Of course he is. But the other night is a great example. He had the around-the-back shot, one hand, as he's like floating, running,
incredible,
and throw it in. And it was a highlight that everyone saw online. But if you watched the game in the final 6 minutes, Jonathan Kuminga willed them to a win. Yeah. Draymond Green had a big stop. You know what Steph did? He clanked a couple and turned it over.
5 turnovers for Stephen Curry.
And I think 3 were in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, it was
and I'm not saying that like Curry's done and he's finished. No, what I'm saying
KD,
is
by
like,
the way,
the guy just, he doesn't look right this year. Yeah. And I think that any conversation about who you trade and what you're bringing in has to start with acknowledging that Steph is not one of the top 5 players in the league currently. It's okay. It happens.